Welcome to VI Talk. Sharing ideas, information and support. Hi everyone, I'm Shelley and this is...
I'm Tony.
My husband. I'm the one that's registered totally blind and Tony has full sight. Lucky creature. And we're going to bake for you iced Christmas biscuits. So, do you want to read the recipe out, as you've got it in print?
Yeah.
It's a Mary Berry recipe, which we love Mary Berry, don't we?
Yes, we do. Right, okay. We have 100 grams...
Or, what's it in ounces?
Or 4 ounces of butter...
100
softened.
Sorry, let me turn... There you go.
225 grams or 8 ounces of self-raising flour... Finely grated zest of one lemon, 100 grams, that's 4 ounces of caster sugar, one large egg beaten, one tablespoon of milk, and silver balls for decoration.
We use semi-skimmed milk for cooking, don't we?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
We have pre-prepared, measured out the ingredients with my scales, so they're all done. So... Right, what you got to do first then? What you got to set the oven at?
Right, you have to preheat the oven to 190 centigrade, which is fan 170 centigrade or gas mark 5. Grease and line 2 baking trays with non-stick...
Sorry.
with non-stick
Dog's
baking
just pushed
paper.
His way into the lounge, sorry.
Right. So, we haven't done the trays yet, but we can do those in a minute. It says, that measure the butter and flour into a bowl and rub together using fingertips until the mixture looks like breadcrumbs.
Or feels like it. Well, that's something I can't do because I can't touch flour and fat and butter. So, I should do that for Tony and we'll come back in a second.
Right. I've... done that and we've got what resembles breadcrumbs. So now we add the lemon zest, caster sugar, eggs and milk. So here we go. Here's the lemon zest.
It smells lovely.
It does smell lovely. Lemons.
Can I fry the sugar in?
Yeah.
I've already beaten the egg.
There's
the egg.
Sugar's there in front of you on the scales.
Right. Sorry, phone. Next is the egg, which I've done. I hope there's no shell in it. So you know when it crunches.
I don't worry, just main the silver bell balls.
Yeah. There you go. That's the egg.
Right. Now where is those lovely spoons that Joe got us?
Actually, Laurie got us.
Sorry?
Laurie got us from Joe. Sorry, we're spoon hunting.
I can't see any of them. Oh, hold on. That's the ones up there. I've used those ones. I can't find them. They're in there somewhere.
So now you're putting what?
Anyway.
A tablespoon of...
You're putting in the sugar, which is on your scales.
And now... Whoops. God. I'm wrecking everything here, by the way.
And I want...
Sugar's gone in.
1 tablespoon of milk.
Oh, it smells so lemony. Yum, yum. For those that love lemon, it smells really lemony. Not lemony enough for me, though.
Right. 1 tablespoon of milk. And then it's back to me again.
You got to touch it?
Yeah.
Ooh!
I've got to bring it together.
See,
I think that's what it says on there. Bring the dough together until you're using your hands and until...
Hi, we're back. Sorry, Tony's just washing his hands after touching that horrible gooey stuff. It's got to go in the fridge now for 30 minutes. So we'll put it in the fridge for 30 minutes and then we'll come back.
In the meantime, we will be greasing two baking trays and getting the juice of the lemon, and that's for the icing. So see you soon.
Hi, we're back.
Hello.
The biscuit mixture has been in the fridge for just over half an hour, and let me see, Tony has rolled, well, have you started rolling them out?
Yeah, I've started rolling them out.
That wasn't me, by the way.
That was me, this time.
How many have you rolled out so far?
Excuse me, let me get to the sink. No, it just says in the book, roll out thinly on a floured surface and cut into shapes using your choice of pastry cutters.
So what shapes have you got? You've got Christmas trees?
I've got Christmas trees.
What, little ones or
I've
big ones?
I've got stars, I've got
I can't remember where we got those from. We've had them a while. We have loads of baking rubbish that Tony tends to...
Yes, which always comes in handy.
You want the smallish ones. I'm just looking now. These, I'm holding a star, is that? No.
No, it's Christmas tree.
Christmas tree. They're quite cute.
I'm going to hold those. Hold those. I'm rolling out.
I'd rather hold these and touch the rolling out stuff.
Well, the thing is, it does say roll it out thinly, and if you do roll it out thinly, that's 10% to the work surface, even though. Yeah, that too. it's flour, but it does say that it makes 40. Well, there's no way I can see 40 coming out of here, but here goes nothing.
No, he's going to cut. Are you going to start from the edge and work inwards?
Yeah.
Well, just sort of describe.
You cut from the edge, work inwards, yes. And,
Tony loves baking, by the way. He also likes to eat the products that he makes, which is not good.
Well, that's half the fun of it. I'm just
spoiling my fun. Yesterday he made mince pies. There were 12. How many did you have, Tony?
3.5.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
I think these biscuits could be cut bigger than these Christmas trees.
Really?
Yes.
I like the Christmas trees, they're quite small.
No, I'm not saying that they're not Christmas trees, I'm just saying I think they could be cut bigger.
You don't want too big. Like massive. Sorry, I'm just trying to...
The ones that have stuck to the bloody surface. So
at the moment,
this mixture is very, very sticky.
Is it? Ah, so if you don't mind getting all sticky, then it's a good mixture to make.
No, that's not the problem. Getting them off the work surface after you've rolled it out.
And you put loads of flour on the work surface.
Loads of flour there.
So if you like mess and slime, which
please, thank you.
What, you got another Christmas tree?
Yeah,
you might be better with the middle one. Don't want the big ones, that'd be too big. I don't know how to describe how big these are. These are quite yeah, they're quite medium, so I mean, I don't know how to describe them. They're bigger than, what would you say it's as big as, Tony?
Well, they're not as big as gingerbread men. You buy them in the shops.
No, they're quite big though, aren't they, gingerbread men? Yes. Especially when you give them to the kids that you have.
These are probably about half the size of...
That's why Hanny, so I always ask us for ginger men when we took her out to the bakery, because they were the biggest thing there.
That doesn't surprise me, Simon.
That's my youngest daughter, by the way. who's now 20. So it was quite a while ago when she was doing things like that. At least, what, 10 years ago?
Yeah. Right. Let's get this up again.
You going to roll it out again?
I've got to. I don't know what, it's stuck to the surface.
Well, for those of you that don't mind sort of touching anything like that, I'm afraid I'm not very good at that sort of thing. I can cook, and I do. I just don't like doing anything that's you've got to touch, really, like slime. Right, we'll come back shortly when he's rolled some out, and we'll let you know how many it's made. Hi, we're back. He's done 35 so far, and he's still got some mixture left, and he's going to make the bigger, biggest sized Christmas trees with the rest of it, because he's used medium size, which are, I don't know, 2 bites worth, would you say, or one?
Oh yeah, about that.
It's not more than 2 bites, that's for sure.
And some small ones, sort of like, which are 1 bite.
Like mini biscuits. It's only because of what we've got. It you can use whatever you like to cut them with, really. I used to use a glass or something and cut around the glass. That was quite... But as we've got the Christmas trees and the stars, Tony's using those. How many have you cut now? He's cutting the big ones now.
Rolling out the flour and the stuff once more.
How many big ones do you think you're going to get out of that after?
Well, at least the 5. At least the 5 that Mary says.
As I say, it depends on what sized cutters you use it.
Yes, it does, yes.
So, it takes quite a while to make these biscuits because it's all the preparation, and then you've got to wait for the stuff to get cool in the fridge, and then after that you've got to wait for to roll it out. It takes a while.
I think the bigger cutter is the one that you should use really from start to finish, because I've just cut out with the bigger cutter, I've just cut out another 6.
Oh.
Which means, no, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So that means there's 42 biscuits altogether now.
Yeah.
How much you got left?
Well, I could make a couple of small round ones or something like that, I suppose.
Do you want them? Or are you going to just throw it away?
No, we're going to run out of space.
So we've got 2 big trays full, baking trays full of biscuits.
Yes.
So he's going to put them in the oven.
She also says
that
when they come out in the oven, don't be tempted to put them back in because they're soft, because that's how they come out. They harden as they
cool. Right, and how many minutes are they going in the oven for?
They're in the oven for 15 to 20.
You said 15. I'm sure you said 15. So,
I'm just trying to lay them out so
they might have to spread a bit. So, see, I don't mind touching them now that they're done. I don't mind touching it. It's just when they're all gloopy and not nice.
Gloopy.
Yeah, well, aren't they?
Cause,
well, yeah, because it's gungy and slimy and.
I think actually I've probably made them actually a bit thin. I could have probably made them a bit thicker. But the thing is, when they say roll out thinly...
She didn't say how thin, she just said roll them thinly. So we shall see how they turn out.
Yeah, and that's what she says. So on there it says... roll out thinly on a floured work surface and cut the shapes of your choice. Well, next time I do it, I'll roll them out thicker. Right, does it say 15 to 20? It says bake for 10 to 15 minutes.
So I would say give it 12 and then check them. Can you hear them?
So,
they're going in.
There's one.
It's got greaseproof paper on it. And there's 2. Have you got a baking... What, you put them on a baking sheet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have we got 2 baking... I know we've got 1.
No,
We've got three.
Can you set the clock, the alarm? I could do it in the microwave, but as you're there. Right, so now we've just got to wait 10 minutes or so, or 12 minutes, and then we'll be back.
Two.
Right, we're back. We've got 2 minutes till the alarm will go off. I've already made tea.
Pardon me?
I did, half of it. You finished
half.
It?
Half.
Well, we're up for...
I made the other half.
I had to cut a cat to try and discourage.
Yeah,
a cat. A tilly cat. It should be done soon. What, how many minutes left?
Two.
Oh, God. Well, I think Tony should sing you a Christmas song. No, actually, in second thoughts.
This is going out on the eye talk. You don't want a Christmas song sung by me.
No, that's true.
Mind you, Joe would probably cut it off anyway.
I don't blame her. Oh, dear. They smell nice. I can smell the lemon. And the icing's got lemon juice and icing sugar. What's your recipe for your
icing?
Mm-hmm.
The icing is 175, that's 6 ounces icing sugar.
So 175 grams or 6 ounces of icing sugar.
Yeah, and it says about 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. Right, that's 1 minute ago.
That should go off soon. And when you make the icing, you can either spoon it onto it and spread it out. But in Tony's case, because he's, what's the word? Not perfectionist.
An icing gun.
He's got an icing gun because he loves his cooking gadgets. But you can just spoon it onto the biscuits, which
or
I will.
An icing syringe.
If it was me, I would just spoon it onto there and just dump it and see what happens.
And then you just throw the balls up in the air and see where they land, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah. Probably. No, just drop it.
Yeah, you would.
I'd drop it and see where it lands. No, we've got some... There you go.
Yeah.
Right, oven's off. Tony's actually made a couple more to put in the oven afterwards. You're looking for my gloves now, aren't you?
Yeah.
And what he does with his gloves is he never puts them away. I usually go around the kitchen and put them away after he's used them.
Well, I'll give you something to do.
Why are men such messy cooks? Can anyone tell me that? Because they are really, really messy.
Oh, yeah, they do look nice.
They smell nice. That's one lot.
That's one lot. Now, lot two have spread a little bit more than I expected.
They look alright.
They are fine, just that they've started to join together a bit.
Ah.
Now, remember in here.
In the dishwasher? What are you looking for?
No, not there. I'm looking for the palette knife. Find one. Yeah, it's a big one. Not the one I was looking for, but that'll do.
Okay, let's go look elsewhere.
Hmm?
I was gonna look elsewhere, see if you could find it.
I got the big one.
Right, we've got to wait for this to cool down now, before we can put the icing on it.
Well, I know Mary Berry said don't be tempted to put them back in the oven because they're soft. These are not soft. These are.
I'm just going to have a fill of them now. Hold on a minute. You can see me live touching the biscuits. Oops. Where'd that land?
Yeah.
They're not soft at all and they look nice.
Right, if you move.
I don't know how burnt they are.
They're not burnt at all.
Oh, that's all right then.
Oh,
no, I just touched the star. It was a star I picked up, wasn't it?
No, it's
different. Oh. It's a little one.
You have to learn the difference between your Christmas trees and your stars.
I think I just grabbed the, well, touched the first thing and touched the edges of it. So now he's going to put them on the cool rack, and then when they cool, he will ice them. And the icing, he hasn't made yet. You've got to sieve the icing sugar. At least it didn't stick because I was on greaseproof paper.
Right, I hear it stick.
I don't think I'll take them to court because they're quite small biscuits.
I think next time, if I made them again, they would be slightly bigger, maybe even slightly thicker.
They don't look that thin. I mean, they're thin, but they're not extremely thin. So we'll wait for the cool down and then we'll be back when Tony ices them. Hi, we're back.
Hello.
The biscuits are cooked and they've cooled down and Tony has made the icing. And the consistency of the icing is, let me have a look.
It's there. Touch that and then just lift your finger and you'll see the consistency of the icing.
Is there a spoon in there or anything?
No.
Oh, I'm not touching it.
There you go, there's a spoon in there.
Right, hang on, I'll tell you what. In this, oh yeah, it's just like thick. Yeah, it looks like, what'd you say? Thicker than jam. It's like soft butter, you know when you melt butter in the microwave to cool it, to defrost it, it's that sort of consistency. So you could spoon it literally onto the biscuits and spread it out with the back of a spoon, or couldn't you? Or
yes.
A knife.
So, in an icing gun, it works very well.
But if you haven't got an icing gun, I'm sure you could. Can you spoon
if
a couple?
If you haven't got an icing gun, you can spoon it onto the back of your. I didn't want to roll. You can spoon it onto the back of a. Onto the front of a biscuit. And.
You just swipe it with a little finger if you don't mind touching it, and just spread it over. You know, like get someone on a spoon and then sort of. It does drop onto it, doesn't it? It's a dropping consistency. So it should be fine.
What does Mary Berry say? She says something like that. What does she say? She says. Spreadable consistency.
Yeah, it is spreadable.
So,
how many have you made so far? You made quite a few in the end. You made more than 40 because you use a smaller cutter.
Mm-hmm.
So, right.
So, there we are. And then you get your balls and you put your balls onto your biscuits wherever you want them. And what you do is just put a blob of ice in there. If you've got an icing gun, if you're going to spread it, just spread it and then put the balls on where you want them to go.
Do you want to do one and then taste it and then we can...
Well, here's one without balls on it.
Get a ball and put it on it. So it's completely finished. I've got to find the balls now. Oh, there they are. I can hear them.
I've got to find the balls because I know where the balls are.
You get these in all good supermarkets, little silver.
They are called silver balls.
How big are they, Tony? Oh, they're about the size of, oh God, a pea? Very small.
Probably smaller than a pea, actually.
Mm. Just a couple on the... And then Tony can tell you what they're like. What?
Well, I'm putting them down and they're rolling off.
Ah, not sticking.
They
weren't hitting the icing, that was the problem. And now I'm putting them on the icing. You could use bigger things if you wanted bigger. Don't have to use balls, it just, you can use whatever you want, or don't put anything on it.
You can use hundreds and thousands. You can use chocolate. Pieces.
Oh, they sound nice.
You can use anything you like, really.
Could use white chocolate.
Well, here you go.
No, you try it. You're the piglet. He's crunching it.
Mmm.
Well?
They're nice.
Lemony?
Not as lemony as I think. I think you'd like them, though. Yeah, try it. Try it.
Hang on. Mmm. Oh, the icing's lemony. Mmm. Yeah, the icing's very lemony. Yeah, the biscuit itself isn't as lemony, is it?
Mm-mm.
That's why you want the icing on top.
Mmm.
But yeah, they're very nice, very crunchy.
What?
Thank you. They're very tasty, though.
So now I've got to do this item.
Right. So I hope you all enjoy those, and if you have a go at them, good luck. And yeah, hope you all have a good Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.